lovely people have come, and that I want to say to Laura and to Meg and people from the Youth Council that I think it's fantastic that you've got people together on a platform of Don't Let Brexit Divide Us. So I think a big round of applause for them. Because at the end of the day, we have to make sure that racism doesn't divide us. The truth is that on both sides, on the leave and the outside, the campaign was a poisonous, racist campaign. And that's why we have to very proudly now stand up and say we are all the same people. Well, whether you're black, you're white, whether you're Jewish, whether you're Pakistani, wherever you're from, we all have to stand together and we have to celebrate our diversity and our multiculturalism. And we need to say that we are all in this country the children of immigrants. And I believe that the politicians are to blame for the rising racism. I see there's been a fivefold increase in racist attacks, and their racist hatred that they've put out is part of the problem. And I think that we have to say that we don't accept Farage using racist stereotypes. When Farage stands in front of the big van with the big queue people, that's the kind of thing that was used by the Nazis in the 1930s, and it's not acceptable. Okay. That the politicians have made cuts. They've imposed austerity on people. They've refused to build new houses. They've refused to fund our health service. They've deprived our education, and they've forced students to pay for their education. And then they've said the people to blame for this are the immigrants. And we have to say, no, they're not the immigrants. The people who are to blame are the politicians who've made sure that that money goes to the richest people in society. And that's why I'm so proud that everybody's come today to say no to racism. And I just want to reiterate a point that was made earlier on. There is a big demonstration taking place in London next week. It's against austerity and it's against racism. We've seen the appalling stuff around the question of Black Lives Matters, the massacre of people in America. And we have to say we can't allow black people to be picked off in the way they have been. And next week I'm asking you, please come on the demonstration. The more of us that protest, the better. So come on the demonstration next week. And just to say that just before the election, £3,600 was sent by Stand Up To Racism to the refugees at Calais, and a massive van full of aid to them is on its way out. So thank you very much to everybody who supported that.